We are eagerly anticipating what is before us today because we can feel the intensity of that which is you. And it is fun for us, and we want it to be fun for you, to chew together on the nitty-gritty of your physical experience because you are the leading-edge creator. You are here in this finely tuned environment, literally on the leading edge of thought, taking thought and experience beyond that which it has been before. And we want you to feel that. We want you to release old things that you've picked up along your physical trail that imply that you are here being tested and that the truly worthy are still non-physically focused. Because while what is non-physically focused is truly worthy, so are you. And while what is non-physically focused is pure positive energy, so are you. And what is non-physically focused is not separated from that which is you. In other words, we cannot separate us from you. You can. You can. You can find some nitpicking thing that you are fussing about and worrying about. And you can fixate on so steadily that you begin to disallow that which is us. You could get focused upon unwanted things and practice the thought of that so much that it would become the dominant vibration that you are offering. And so, just like tuning your radio, you could set your own radio, meaning you, on a station that is different from your source and then complain about what you're getting. But it does not change the fact that source energy is always flowing to you and that a crystal clear channel of well-being is flowing. And we want to remind you that with far less effort than you think, you can begin to gradually, and we say that not because we think you are incapable of doing something speedy, but because it is better for you if you take it gradually. Gradually, reacclimate your own personal vibration until it begins to resonate completely with that which is your source. And when you get there, you are mostly joyful. Well, the reason we said mostly is because you vacillate between contented peacefulness and joy. In other words, you vacillate between bouncing off the wall enthusiasm and downright through and through contentment. When you are in alignment with that which is your source, you feel good all of the time. And when you are less than in alignment, you feel less than good. And so we're not encouraging you to, in a moment, leave behind all thoughts you've ever had. It would be unsettling. You like the continuity of your time-space reality, and you like the continuity of the relationships that you've been establishing. But what we are really encouraging, and you'll hear a lot of it here today, and we know it will be helpful to those of you who have decided to be deliberate creators, we want to assist you in gradually reaching for the thought that feels better until you gradually acclimate to the pure positive source energy that is you. It's a wonderful journey. You are understanding that as creators, your environment inspires your idea of what you want to create. And we want you to, for a little while, maybe for a week or a month, give more emphasis to your appreciation of this time-space reality in which you are focused. Don't try to relive the past. Don't try to get back to some place that you thought or heard, rumored, was a better time. Instead, live in the powerful now, because this is where all of your power is. You and everyone around you has been evolving to this moment in time, and the culminations that you are living are the most important culminations that have ever been. They are the culminations of so much pre-paving of both a physical and a non-physical nature. We like it when you begin to relax into that which is your now and enjoy what is happening now. And while there is much from your past that is life-giving in nature, and while there is much in your future that is life-drawing or life-giving in nature, all of your power is right here and now. And by that we mean, right now is when you're feeling. And what you're feeling is the indication of how you're vibrating. How you're feeling is the indication of what you're focused upon and how well what you're focused upon resonates with who you really are. So as you're focused upon something right now, an idea or something that you're looking right at, and you feel wonderful as you give it your attention, that means that right here and now, you and all of you, in other words, you and the source that is you, is having this moment in time. You're literally the eyes and ears and nose and fingertips. You are literally the taste buds for that which you call God. You are source energy in physical embodiment. And when you feel good, you are allowing all that you believe is God to flow through you in your powerful now. That is a wonderful use of now. And so we would like to say to you, let following your bliss be your dominant objective. But for right now, just reach for the best feeling thought that you can find. Reach for the best feeling thought that you can find. Because if you are offering consistently, in response to something that you are observing, a vibration that is vibrating over here, while bliss is over here, you don't have access to bliss from over here any more than you can hear what's being broadcast from 101 FM while you've got your tuner set to 98.6. You got to get somewhere in the vibrational proximity in order to begin to lock in. So when we talk about the art of allowing, what we're talking about is wanting so much to feel good that even though you don't maybe in this moment, that you're willing to try to find something that feels a little better. And as you deliberately try to find something that feels a little better, and you find something that feels a little better, and you consciously acknowledge, yes, indeed, this does feel a little better, and then you fixate there for a little while until you regain your footing, and then again you say, now I will try to find something that feels a little better. As you keep reaching for something that feels a little better, you will lead yourself right back out into the light. Now, listen carefully here for a little bit, because we're going to say some things that may sound surprising to you. Because you're accustomed to positive speakers, and Abraham would certainly like to be put into that category, of saying to you, don't be angry, be joyful. Don't be critical, be appreciative. Don't be sad, be glad. But today we're going to say to you, don't be sad, be less sad. Don't be less sad, be hardly sad. Don't be hardly sad, be seldom sad. Don't be seldom sad, be sometimes glad. Don't be sometimes glad, be often glad. Don't be often glad, be more often glad. Don't be more often glad, be mostly glad. Don't be mostly glad, be glad. Can you feel the difference? So when you are in despair or grief and someone says, keep a stiff upper lip, just punch them. It'll make you feel better. But if you were to keep punching them, you would not feel very good for very long. In other words, we're talking about following the path of least resistance. We notice sometimes that when you are in a very strong negative emotion that feels overwhelming and suffocating, maybe even like the emotion of grief, that sometimes being mad at someone is a way out. Because feeling mad at somebody feels better than the overwhelming, suffocating grief. Now, many positive speakers would say, don't turn your grief to anger. And we say, we would. It might be the only avenue you have for a moment. Just don't get stuck in anger. So if anger feels a little less suffocating than grief, then long live anger. No, we don't mean that. Short live anger. But bless the anger. Bless the distraction. Bless the relief that comes. You're getting the sense of what we're talking about. So as you find a little bit of relief in the anger, in time, the anger is not going to feel so good because it is really a departure from who you really are. And so you'll be reaching for less angry thoughts, and certainly you're not wanting to get stuck there. As we watch so many of you deliberately working to feel better and really wanting to be conscientious, deliberate creators, we see you sometimes being sort of hard on each other because you can't really relate to what anybody else is feeling unless you're feeling it. So what happens is, those who are feeling what you feel, who feel sincere empathy, don't help you because they're in the same hole you're in. And those who feel wonderful don't help you because they don't understand how you feel. And so what we are suggesting is you don't need anybody else. You don't need the empathy or the sympathy of those who are in the same place you are. And you don't need the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed ones that are vibrating in a whole other place. What you do need is the knowledge that you can move yourself to a better feeling place, and that, in fact, it is natural that you feel good, and that, in fact, if your determination is to eventually get there, but not right now, now that's helpful. I don't have to go there now, but I am going there. And it's getting better and better and better and better for me. And never mind, it's not anybody's business where I am along my vibrational trail. My nature, my natural state of being is one of joy. And where I am right now is all right for now as I am on my way to greater and greater joy. We're wanting to help you soften just a little bit this science of deliberate creation. And we're wanting you to get this art of allowing into a clear perspective. Because, friends, it is so natural for you to feel wonderful. And if you are not feeling wonderful, it's not who you really are. But it's all right if you're not feeling wonderful because you are dealing with the contrast of your time-space reality. And out of that contrasting experience is being born the desire that rockets forth from you. You are on the leading edge of thought. Do you have any idea how much appreciation is felt for you by those of us who linger in the non-physical energy where pure positive energy is the nature of our being, where we suffer not at all? Do you have any idea how much appreciation we feel for you who are out here on the nitty-gritty leading edge of thought, who are willing to experience the contrast in order to give birth to the new desire? And do you understand that this universe moves forward productively and powerfully and joyously as a result of your efforts? When we speak about the law of allowing, when we speak about the art of allowing, we're talking about you assisting you, us assisting you, and you assisting you in tapping into the resources that are natural to you. We're talking about allowing, finally allowing, no matter what, allowing as much as you can right now, allowing as much as you can right now, the source energy to flow through you. Jerry and Esther were visiting with Jerry's son and their children recently. Wonderful little children, a 5-year-old girl and a 2-year-old boy. And their mother had just explained to the 5-year-old that sometimes she distracts 2-year-old Kevin because sometimes he just wants to do things that are better for him not to do right now. And so she is using the guise of distraction in order to change the subject, a sort of bridging thing. And Laurel is just beginning to grasp the idea of distraction, and she can see the merit of it. And so Kevin is out in the front yard, and he has his clothes on. They're getting ready to go somewhere, and Kevin likes to play in the hose. And very often, after he is fully dressed again, and then again, and then again. And so it has been Laurel's charge to keep Kevin from getting wet until they are able to go. And so Laurel manages it. And then she explains to her mother after the fact, "I distracted Kevin. I told him there was a bee," which was particularly important to Kevin because he had had his first bee sting only a few days before. And now anything that was flying around was a tremendous distraction to him. And while her mother had not really intended for the distraction game to turn into horrifying Kevin, there is value in distraction, isn't there? And so, as we talk about the art of allowing, what we're talking about is you, right where you are, doing the best thing that you can do to make yourself feel the best possible way that you can possibly feel right now. And we'd like to pronounce to you, nobody else knows. Nobody else can know if what you are choosing is the best thing for you. Only you can tell if it feels a little better because nobody else's standards work for you. Anybody else, wherever they're feeling and whatever they're feeling, cannot understand what the next bridge for you is. Only you. So we give this to you by way of saying to you, it's time for you to let yourself off the hook. And it's time for all of you to let everybody else off the hook. And it's time to stop deciding how everybody else should feel and how everybody else should think and how everybody else should act. It's time to put your nose in the only business that is yours, and that is yours, and decide that nothing is more important than that you feel good and that you're going to do your best to feel as good as you can feel. And it is our promise to you that if you keep reaching for the best feeling thought, that within a few days, sometimes even a few hours, sometimes even a few minutes, sometimes even a few seconds, you can go from not feeling very good to feeling very, 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 very good. We're not wanting to let you off the hook in the sense to say it's all right for you to linger in despair for the rest of your life. What we are saying to you is you can steadily climb into the well-being, into the ecstasy, into the joy, into the appreciation, into the fun that is the natural nature of who you are. You can do it if you make the decision to do it. So, we are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. There is no order of business here in the sense that nothing is off limits. But you will discover a very nice unfolding. Sometimes somebody else will ask your question. And that will be a big bonus to you because when they are asking the question, you will be in an easier place to receive the answer sometimes than when you were activating your point of asking the question. But in any case, it will all go well. We are looking forward to what we will conclude here together today. It is our absolute knowing that together we will take thought beyond that which it has ever been before. You are ready to begin? You are ready to begin. On the aisle right here, then there, then there.